And Americans, we met from time to time. Passing through Havick Hurst, whom I mentioned, was one of them. David Dennison, he had just succeeded in explaining the heat capacity of hydrogen gas while he was in Europe. And Ed Condon, we met. Oppenheimer, we met in Göttingen. Frank in Göttingen took us to dinner at his home. I had written a paper with Debye in the United States. I had worked out a theory of interaction of ions that I thought was a refinement of the Debye-Huckel theory of electrolytes. And Noyes got Debye to come to Pasadena in 1924 so that I could present this to him. He didn't say anything, he just smoked a cigar. This was at a seminar attended by Debye, Noyes, and Tolman. I presented my arguments.
Not a bad audience?
No. And, but Debye suggested that I work on a problem, which I handled very quickly, as he knew I would, I think. So we published a paper in 1925 on the Debye-Huckel theory, the influence of the dielectric constant on it. So we, and Debye had, so Debye had been in the United States, and we knew him and his wife. When we were in Zurich, we saw a good bit of Debye, when I was supposed to be working with Schrödinger. By that time, I had so many problems of my own, I didn't need to work on something that someone else suggested.
This might be a good time to stop, since you're about to come back to Caltech.
No, this was a great experience of being in Germany and Copenhagen and Zurich that year and a half, and meeting so many European scientists, mainly physicists, some chemists, Fayans in Munich, I had a good bit of contact with. I just wrote a statement about our interaction with Fayans and his wife, and for some Fayon symposium that's coming up. I'm not going to it, but I wrote a statement.
Oh, I'd be interested to see that. Do you have plans to publish it?
I don't know. I'm not sure it's been sent in yet. I dictated it before I started on this trip.
Oh, well, perhaps I can write and ask for a copy when it is ready. He's someone I've always been interested in, partly because when I took chemistry in college, I remember there's a lecture. It was what's the name of the guy I lectured on? Now my memory is going, but Fayans' rules were mentioned, and I was intrigued by that. And he had an interesting career too.
On radioactive decomposition or chemistry, which was it?
It was the radioactive.
Yes, yes. He came close to discovering, to getting the credit for, that he shares the credit with someone else, that Englishman, on the rules of radioactive decomposition. Well, it was really a great experience. And A.A. Noyes, of course, engineered the whole thing. Mm-hmm. The when I got my PhD, I decided I should go to Berkeley. And I applied for a National Research Council fellowship, which I got. And I said, you shouldn't really go to Berkeley. See, Lloyd Jeffers was in Berkeley, still a graduate student, but G.N. Lewis, I just still was eager to be associated with G.N. Lewis or to be in his environment and learn more about chemical bonding and so on. So Noyes said, here they don't have any X-ray apparatus. And it's true what I said, that CIT was about the only place in the world where a chemistry department was strong in X-ray diffraction, with mainly physics departments. So he said, they don't have any X-ray apparatus, and you have a lot of work that hasn't been written up for publication, and you may want to make more X-ray photographs. So you'd better, it would be wise for you to stay here. So I just stayed on. Despite the rule of the National Research Council that you have to move to another institution, and I had said I was going to Berkeley. And after a while, he said, I want you to meet Frank Adelot of the Guggenheim Foundation, who was visiting Pasadena. They hadn't given any Guggenheim fellowships out yet. And I met Adelot, and Noyes said, that was earlier in 1925 still. Noyes said in 19, in the fall of 1925, you should apply for a Guggenheim Fellowship. Your education requires that you study in Europe, work in Europe now. So I made an application for a Guggenheim Fellowship. And the decision would be made about the 1st of April or 15th of April as to which people would have Guggenheim Fellowships for the next year. So then Noyes came to, came to me and said, you should plan now to go to Europe in February or March so as to get an earlier start. And you can write to the National Research Council and resign from your fellowship. So I wrote, I got back an angry letter from the man who was direct, Pomeroy, I think he was directing this, saying that here I was keeping somebody else from having a National Research Council fellowship for the whole year. Well, you know, I was, perhaps still am, pretty unsophisticated. It took years for me, 20 years perhaps or more, before I understood what was going on. And that was when I learned about another event. G.N. Lewis showed up in Pasadena before my European trip. And he attended a seminar that somebody gave and just hung around for a day and then went away. I didn't learn until many years later that he had come to offer me a job in Berkeley.
Oh, really?
But Noyes, and you see Noyes was sort of his teacher, Noyes had argued him out of it and had arranged this business of my continuing to work in Pasadena instead of going to Berkeley, and then of having the Guggenheim Fellowship, and then of going 6 months earlier than I could have gone. He said, you're sure to get the Guggenheim Fellowship, and the Institute will give you $1,500 for the period up to that time. And so I just accepted all of this, you see. Noyes was determined that I would stay at CIT and not go.
Well, that's interesting. How did you finally discover that? Or did you have to find yourself?
Maybe that Peredowski told me. I'm not sure about Noyes coming, about G.N. Lewis coming down to offer me an assistant professorship at Berkeley. But I don't know what I might have done if he had offered it to me.
Well, you might not have had a chance to go to Europe in that case.
Well, all of the young people at Berkeley went to Europe on national, on Rockefeller Fellowships or Guggenheim Fellowships, yes. So while I was in Germany, in Munich in the spring, I got a letter offering me appointment as assistant professor of physical chemistry and mathematical physics. So I accepted. I wrote accepting it. When I got back to Pasadena in September of 1927, I found I was assistant professor of physical chemistry. The mathematical physics part had disappeared. I didn't ask about it. Just as happened. But here, I think, Noyes decided that I should be a chemist and not be half my time in the physics department, even though there were these close, was a very close relationship. Tolman was on a joint appointment in physics and chemistry. So.
And you did spend some part of the year, for a few years.
And for 5 years, I spent 2 months or a month in Berkeley.
Mm-hmm. So did it live up to expectations when you finally had a chance to spend some time here?
Oh, it was fine. I enjoyed meeting all of the people, getting more intimately acquainted with them than I had been before. I'd met some of them, of course. I enjoyed that for 5 years. Yes, 1929, the spring of 29 to the spring of 33. Well, perhaps I should rest a little before going out for the evening.
Thanks very much.
Although I don't have anything to say tonight, I notice my instructions say that I'm not saying anything.
Well, finally get a chance to relax and just enjoy the evening. So, well, thanks very much for your time. And I, what we'll...